Begin the current daf. Masechtas by Dizar daf Lamed Vav. Begin on the bottom of Lamed Hamed Beis, on the bottom line, where the Gemara continues to explain the mission of the previous daf, which the mission described. There are certain items of a non-driven idolater that are forbidden for consumption, but not asa b'hana. And one of them is, says the Gemara, quoting from the mission of Hashem and Shalahan, is their oil. So what's the reason for this prohibition? Says the Gemara Shemen, it's a machlekes regarding the prohibition of the non-Jews' oil. Rav Amar, he says, Daniel Gazalav, the prophet Daniel made a decree forbidding their oil. Shmuel Amar, he says, no, it's a halachic concern as we continue to talk about Lamed Vamed Aleph, Zlifasen shel kelim tameim oisrasen. It's the emissions of the different tastes that are absorbed in their vessels that are tamei, that's going to get then mixed in when they make their oil, gets into their oil, and therefore their oil is tamei, and therefore it's prohibited for a Jew. So on that, as the Gemara, Atu Kuli Alma Oichli Taris Nino, what do you think? Everyone eats food that's tahar? Yeah, it's an ideal to have, but besides a kain, it's not prohibition for a Jew to eat chulin that's tummy. So why would that be a reason why we would make all their oil tummy? That would make it non-kosher, that we cannot partake of it. El Rav, the Gemara mends, Zlifasin Shel Kalim Asur Naistrasin. That's actually regarding the emissions that are emitted, and that the fattiness sweats into the oil that they make, which then absorbs that taste, that oil is forbidden because of a halachic concern, that of blias, of taste that are absorbed in the oil that they make. And the Gemara actually continues on this machlekes. Amali Shmuel Rav. Shmuel said to Rav, regarding their disagreement, regarding the source of this halacha of the oil of Ovdei Kochavim being Aser, says, Bishlam Elididi, it's very well understood according to me, Daminya, that I say, Zlifasun Shakel Masur Nostrasim. The reason why they made their oil prohibited was because as Blias has taste of their forbidden foods that gets into the oil, the fattiness of the oil that they make. Now, based on me, Hainadichi Aser Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Ba'amar. This would make sense what was said, that Darish Reb Simloi ben Netzivin. Reb Simloi expounded in Netzivin, the name of a place, and that he said Shemen regarding the prohibition of oil, Reb Yehuda ubeizdinei nimnu lavitiru. Reb Yehuda Nasi and his court, they counted on this vote for the halacha, and they permitted the oil of the non-Jews. How can we understand it? Because Ksaver, he held Nisan Tamlev Gamutter. Yeah, that when something gives a taste, when the all their non-kosher foods that were absorbed in their pots, and then they make the oil, it gives a taste, and that's why originally it was prohibited. But he holds that when it gives a taste that's deficient, because it's old taste, and it comes in, it doesn't give a good taste, it gives a deficient taste. That's something that's permitted, that's not going to prohibit, although the non-kosher blias are coming into the oil. So that's why we could understand why his court permitted it. Because although it is nice and tam, but it's nice and tam lavgam. But el didach, but according to you, Rav Amr Daniel Gazor Lav, you say the reason why the oil of the Ovdei Kochavim is because a prophet Daniel made a decree regarding it. So Daniel Gazor, so you tell me Daniel, the prophet made a gzera for Asr Behuda Anasi Mavatale, and then Behuda the Nasi comes and abolishes it, nullifies that? How could that be? But Tznan Berlin, the Mishnah Masechet Idis, that says, "Ein bezdin yochel levatel devei bezdin chaveiroi." A later court cannot come and nullify the ruling of another court. Elam kein gadlem and bechachma minyan, unless it's greater than the previous court in wisdom and with numbers, which that doesn't have regarding a prophet, Rabbi Danasi. So how can you go ahead and say that was from Daniel? Then how would Rabbi Danasi have permitted it? So Malaysia Rav said to Shmuel, Simloi Ludo Ka'amrit, what are you quoting to me, a drasha that Reb Simloi the Luduian had said and made, and therefore you're asking on me that he quoted Reb Danasi as permitting it, and therefore how could he have done it if I'm saying Daniel made a gzera? Shanu Ludoi Demezalzalu, the Luduians are different because they're disgraceful in the words of the Rabbanan, and therefore he's not so reliable to testify and tell us that Reb Danasi actually came and permitted it. You're right. Who said Reb Danasi permitted it? He expounded? Because they're mezalzel in the words of the Rabbanan. They don't treat it with the utmost respect. And could be Reb Danasi really didn't permit it, because how could he permit it if Daniel had made a decree saying it's forbidden? That Amalei Shmuel said to Rav, Eshlechle, Shai said, sent Reb Simloi, what you just said about him, that his testimony regarding what Reb Danasi said is not faithful? So Ichsev Sarav was embarrassed. But Amar Rav, rather Rav said, Im heim, if they, meaning Rehuda Anas in his court, loy darshu, they did not expound the pasuk to understand that Daniel did make this gezerah. Because maybe Rehuda Anas thought that it was a different court that made this gezeira, like Yushmul will say, because of the emissions of the kelim, and therefore that's why he permitted it. So don't ask on me how did Rabbi Danasi permit it if Daniel made a gezeira and a bezin cannot come and then permit what a previous greater court had done, because you're right. If Rabbi Danasi didn't expound it, and therefore he didn't understand that Daniel had made the gezeira, rather he thought like you, so we could understand why he would have permitted it. But Ananlo Dershinan, should we, meaning me, Rav, should we not expound it? But it says in the Pasuk in Daniel, and Rav is going to prove his point that Daniel didn't make the Gzera. The fact that Rabbi Danasi permitted is because maybe he didn't make the Drasha. But of course, we should make this Drasha, because the Pasuk says, V'yasim Daniel Alibay, Daniel placed on his heart, that he should not become defiled with the bread food of the king and the wine of his drinks. Now, Mishtav is in the plural. B'shtei Mishtav is a custom, but the Pasuk is talking about two types of drinks. Echad mishtei yain, one is the drinking of the wine, because we know the wine of a non-Jew is forbidden. The echad mishtei shemen, and one is the drinking of their oil. So you see the prohibition of the royals. And as the Gemara says, Rav held in understanding of this pasuk, alibay sam, that the nail placed this on his heart, meaning he thought about this, and he held that this was proper to make their oil forbidden. Ulechol Yisrael hayra, and he taught this to the entirety of the Jewish people. So that's why Rav says, you see, the nail made this gezerah. Now, but the question is not difficult from Reb Simlai, because here, Reb Danasi did not make this drasha, but obviously Rav says, you should make this drasha, that Daniel did make this gezera. In contrast, the Shmuel Saver Shmuel held that no, Ali Baisam, that yeah, Daniel placed it on his heart, Ulechal Yisrael Lahar, but he did not teach it to the entirety of the Jewish people, and therefore the gezera does not come from Daniel, and rather it was a halachic concern, which was because it gives taste, but Reb Danasi held that the tam is lefkam, and therefore it's mutter. Now, that asked the Gemara, V'shemen Daniel Gazer, is that really so, like Rav said, that it was Daniel who made the Gzeira on the Shemen of the Evi Kechav? But V'omer Bali said that, it was said that Avi Minusa, Mishmei the Rav, said the name of Rav, who that's who we're quoting, who Rav is the one who said Daniel made the Gzeira, but yet someone, the others quote the name of Rav, that he said that Piton V'shamnon Yenon Ubnei Sehen, the bread, the oil, the wine, and the daughters of the idol worshippers, Kulon, Mishmaina, Asar, Davarhein, they're all from the 18 things which is brought, Mesech, the Shabbos, Avid Gimel, and Beis, that the Beis Shammai and Beis Hill together went and they counted and they made a gzera on 18 different things. And that's where the prohibition of the oil of the Gechavim is from, Beis Shammai Beis Hill, not years and years before by the prophet Daniel, which later on the Gemara is going to actually ask one of these of B'nai Sehan. That seems to be biblical. How could say Beis Shammai Beis Hill made that decree? But one thing the Gemara is asking, how could Rav say Daniel made the Gzera when it's quoted in the name of Rav himself that the oil of the Kechavim was Beis Shammai Beis Hill who made the Gzera? The Gemara continues, and v'chitam, and if you're going to say to answer the question that Asa Daniel Gazer B'lei Kibul, that yeah, like Rav said, first of all, it was Daniel who made the Gzera, but it was not accepted by the Jewish people. Then later, years later, the students of Shammai and Hill, they made the Gzera, and it was accepted. But if that would be the case, Maya Sadusi the Rav, then what is the testimony of Rav? This, that he said that it was Daniel who made the Gzera on the Shemen of Kechavim, but since his generation did not receive it from him, so obviously it didn't have the weight of a Gzera, because it wasn't accepted. So what's the utility of him quoting and saying, oh, you know where the Isra of our Mishnah is from? From Daniel. You can't say that, because it wasn't accepted then. Ella rather says the Gemara, Daniel Gazer Lav Be'ir. Daniel made a gzeira in prohibiting their oil in the city. Because that's a problem about intermarriage. Because if you can partake of the oil, you're going to be all together and friendly. And then the students of Shamin Hill, they came years later and made the gzeira applicable even in the fields, where seemingly you wouldn't really have such a concern in the chasnas. They said even that is problematic of having the oil of the Avi Kechavim. Now the Gemara continues asking and says, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. But the question is, so we had answered that, okay, maybe Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, even according to Rav, didn't make this drasha that Daniel made the gzera. But, and Rav said, but we should make the gzera. But ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Heicha Matzal Mishra, Tekantu Da Tamidi Shami Vehil. So, okay, maybe didn't make the drasha that it was Daniel who made the gzera. But it's clearly one of the 18 things that the students of Shamin Hill, who came before Rabbi Danasi, then they made an Isser on the oil of the Avi Kechavim. So how could Rabbi Danasi, as it was quoted by Simloi, come years later and say that it's permitted? But Vatznan, we learned in the Mishnah which we quoted before, that says, "In bezdin yochel levatl, divri bezdin chaveroi," a later court cannot come and permit and nullify and abolish what the earlier court had said. Unless they're great in wisdom and in counting, which is not the case of Yudan Nasi, in contrast to the earlier schools of Shaman Hill. Moreover, is even more difficult. In any type of situation, any halacha, a later court could nullify the earlier court's ruling if the earlier court had made a decree regarding something that's permitted, if the later court is at least greater than the earlier one, except for those 18 things which we mentioned, which one of them is this of the oil of the Avdi Kachavim, that even if Eliyahu Navi in his court, who is greater than all the later courts and earlier courts, we still wouldn't listen to him. So how could Yudan Nasi come and permit something which first of all was made by an earlier court that's greater than him, and moreover it's one of the 18 things which anyway no one could abolish? So Rav Sharshi says, no, Matam, what's the reason why those 18 things cannot be abolished? Hailu Pashat Isur B'Rev Yisrael, since it's prohibition spread amongst the majority of the Jewish people. It's accepted across the spectrum, and therefore no one could come along and abolish it. Shemen lipashet isur b'Rebbe Yisrael. The prohibition of the oil of the non-Jews did not spread its prohibition amongst the majority of the Jewish people. The majority of Jewish people did not accept that decree. Where, as we find, Amar Shmuel bar Abba Amar Yechon, it says, Yashav Rabbi Seinu, our teachers, which is referring to Yudan Nasi, sat, and they investigated regarding the prohibition of the oil of the Avdi Kachavim. They saw that its prohibition did not spread amongst the majority of the Jewish people, meaning the majority did not hold on to that decree to treat the oil of the non-Jew as prohibited. And therefore, our teachers, meaning Rabbi Nasi, relied on the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, that they said, "In Gezin Gezerah Letzibu, we did not make a decree on the public, Elam Kein Rav Tzibu Yechayin Lamedbo, unless the majority of the people could withstand that decree." And since we saw that the majority did not withstand it, therefore, to the contrary, Rabbi Nasi said, it's abolished, it's nullified, because the majority can't handle it. So that although it's one of the 18 things is only because it's accepted. And this was not accepted. Moreover, it's not that he had to go ahead and be mevatel divrei chaverik, even though it wasn't greater. It's just that it wasn't accepted, and therefore, then it does not have the status as a valid gezerah, because the amar vad brava, like he said, that micro. What's the pasuk that shows this? As we continue to his base, it's pasuk in Malachi that the Hashem says through the navi, vameira atem ne'arim. That is, you accepted upon yourself, the Jewish people, a decree that even had its consequence as a curse. And that's, you made this thing forbidden to you. And even so, after that, va'aisi atam kaivim, you, Hashem says to the Jewish people, you go and rob from me, you have benefit from the thing that you went and you made a curse on yourself not to, ha'goy kulay, and this was the whole nation. Which, as the Gemara explains, if the whole nation, or at least the majority, goes and accepted this, which was the case over here, which Hashem is saying, you all accept it, and then you go and you do against it, then yes, it has the status as a gzera. Eloi, but if it's not the majority, then they're not held to that standard, and therefore, since the Shemen of the Avdi Kachavim was not accepted by the majority, therefore did not have the status as a gzera, that was what Rabbi Yudan Nasi was doing when he permitted, it was just by default, because it's not a gzera that Rav Tzibur Yechem Lambed. Now the Gemara goes back to what was quoted before, Gufa, Amar Bali. Bali says, Amar Avimi Naisam Mishmei Derav. Piton v'shamnon yenin ubnaisein. He was quoted as saying that the bread, the oil, the wine, and their daughters, kulon v'shmoina asadavhen. These are all from the 18 things which Bisham Mesil had counted, and it was decreed that these 18 things should be halacha. So ask the Gemara b'nesein mahi, what does it mean that they made a decree regarding their daughters? What do they do? What do they say is related with not eating, like bread, oil, and wine? So what do they say regarding their daughters that is prohibited? So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Gazra ben Nesein is that they made a decree regarding the non-Jewish daughters that nidah is marisusan, that they considered a nida as a menstruating woman with all her halacha saftama from when they're so young that even if they're laying in the cradle like a little baby infant, they already have the halacha as a nida. Now Ugneva Mishmei Derava, he says Kulan Mishum Avodas Kachavim Gazben. All these things that we mentioned were all for the concern regarding leading up to idolatry. Because the Chiyasa Rav Acha bar Adam Rav Yitzchak, he said, Gazra Pitan Mishum Shamna. We're going to show the relationship, all these things, the four things we mentioned, which are from the 18 things, they're all as a concern regarding leading to a Jew to Avodah Zarah, that the reason why they made the bread of the non-Jew forbidden was because as a concern we might come to partake of their oil. So I'm not asking my only the Shem Bipas. Why is oil stronger, more concerning than bread to say that the bread was only forbidden because of the oil? El Rebbe explains the Gemara, no, al pita misham the mishan yenon. They prohibited both equally, the bread and the oil, because then they might come to partake of the non-Jews' wine. And what was the concern regarding their wine? Vayena mishum b'nei sein, and their wine because of their daughters, because the wine burns up a person, gets him all worked up, and entices him, gets his hormones working, and might come to bring him to the daughters of the non-Jews. And what's the concern val b'nei sein regarding their daughters? Is mishum davar aches, because of something else, which refers to avoidus halilim, avoidus zara, idolatry. That was the concern for this whole hierarchy of bread and oil because of their wine, and the wine because of the daughters, and the daughters will ultimately lead the Jew to avoidus zara. Val davar acher, regarding something else, which was not mentioned over here, they made a decree, mishum davar acher, because of something else, not because of avoidus zara. Which later on the Gemara is going to explain what that was. Now the Gemara, however, asks, you said one of the four things that that's from the 18 things that Bisham Yisrael made forbidden was B'nai Sehen. And B'nai Sehen is because it might lead to idolatry. And that is the Gemara B'nai Sehen Deraisi. The daughters of the non-Jew to a Jewish man is biblical. The Chesubik says in the Pasuk in Devarim, Lo Tischaten Bam, that you're not let him marry into the non-Jews. So what are you saying? It's a rabbinic decree from Bisham Yisrael. Says the Gemara, no, Deraisi biblically is Zayin Umis. It's only the seven Canaanite nations that were in Eretz Canaan. But other non-Jewish women, that's not biblically prohibited. Bisham Yisrael came along and made a decree not to marry any non-Jewish woman, even not from the seven nations. And that is the Gemara, but he says, in the Pasuk it says later on, that why is it forbidden to intermarry to the non-Jews? Because he's going to take away your son from me. I mean, Hashem says, you marry a non-Jew, they're going to take the child and bring them to idolatry. Which Rabbi Shimon Yochai expounded, L'rabbis kolam asiris, this includes any non-Jew, because any non-Jew, not only the seven Canaanite nations, are going to take away your child from serving me because they worship idols. So my claim, according to what we're going to say, it seems like every non-Jewish spouse is biblically prohibited. El Rabbi explains the Gemara, there writes a biblical, yes, Ishus derechasnas. Yeah, according to Shem Echai, any non-Jewish spouse is biblically prohibited, but it's biblically prohibited only in the way of marriage. V'asu inu gaza filo derechasnas. Bisham Yisrael, what they decreed were the daughters of the Avdi Kachavim, was even in a non-marital relationship, that even that intimacy is going to be forbidden. And that the Gemara still asks. Znos nami beveis dinah shel shem gazru. That was already decreed in the court of Shem, the son of Noach, that znus with a non-Jew is prohibited. Like it says in the Pasuk about Yemi Yehudi, Yehudi said, when he found out that Tamar was pregnant, Haytzi'uhu v'tisarif, take her out and let her be burnt, because they were from the Jewish people, and who'd she have relationships, not with his son, obviously with a non-Jew, and you see that she was taken out to be burnt, even though she hadn't married someone, even though it was just in the way of his znus. So you see that was already decreed on from the court of shame. Ella explains the Gemara, you're right, Deraisa biblically is Eivikacham Haba Bas Yisrael, is where the non-Jew has relations with a Jewish woman. Like in the case of Tamar over there, she was the Jewish woman, she was related with the Jewish people, and it was a non-Jew, whoever it was, had relations with her. And the reason for that is because the Mashcha Basrei is because she's going to follow him. She's the weaker one. But a Jewish man who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, that wasn't forbidden. That we don't find the Beis Din of Shem. We don't find biblically that being prohibited. They came along and they made a decree, even in the way of Znos, of a Jewish man with a non-Jewish woman. And that has the Gemara. Yisrael HaBaal HaVedis Kechavim, a Jewish man having even Znos, relations with a non-Jewish woman, halachal mech mesinahi. How can you say that the court of Bisham Yisrael made that decree, but that's a halacha that's brought down from Moshe from Har Sinai? Because the Amar Malik, the Master said, HaBoy LaRamas, if a man has relations with a non-Jewish woman, Kanoyin, so the people that are zealots who take the place of Hashem to take his revenge, Pagenboy, that they could go ahead at the time of when this man's having relations with a non-Jewish woman, he could go out and attack him because there's no Mises Besen that is done to him, so he can take it into his own hands. So you see that this is a biblical concept going back to Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, that it's forbidden for a Jewish man to have relations with a non-Jewish woman, and that's why Kanoyin can be Pagenboy. So the Gir says, Ella, rather, the biblical prohibition, yes, even for a Jewish man to have even just nus with a non-Jewish woman, is only, however, if it's done in public. Like the incident that happened, which is referring to that halacha of Kanoin Pagimbay, which in the biblical narrative was with Zimri and Kuzbi, that was done in public. So yeah, it's over there that Pinchas was allowed to go ahead and be a Kanoi and kill Zimri. But for us, then the courts of Bisham Esil came and made it prohibited for a Jewish man to be mezana with a non-Jewish woman, even in private. The Gemara still asks, but Bitzinna Nami Bezdin Shal Chashmenoi Gazer, how can you say that it was the courts of Bisham Esil? It was the courts of the Chashmenoim who they had made this decree earlier in the time of the second base of Mikdash. Because the Chiyas Rav Dimi Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he said, Bezin Shal Chashmenoi Gazer, the courts of the Chashmenoim, they made a decree that Yisrael Habal of Vitz Kechavim, a Jewish man who has relations with a non-Jewish woman, Chayiv Mishum Nashka. He violates these four prohibitions, which are included in the acronym Nashka, meaning they rabbinically consider the non-Jewish woman as Nun, which is rabbinically as a Nida. Now, although a non-Jewish woman, her blood does not transmit Tumah biblically, even if she is menstruating because she's like an animal, still the rabbis made a decree that she should be considered like a Nida. Also, the Shin refers to a concern about having relations with a shifchus. Rabbinically, they consider her like a maidservant. The Gimel Goy, which is because of the concern of an Ivedis Kechavim, of an idol worshiper, meaning as if when he has relations with her, it's as if he's marrying her in a marital way. And the Aleph refers to Eshes Ish because the non-Jewish women do have a somewhat marital relation, what's called Bu'ulas Baal, that if she had relations with her husband, then she's already considered distinct and reserved for her husband. So essentially what the Bezin of the Chashmenoim had said was that a Jewish person who's accustomed to this, to have relations with a non-Jewish woman, so since he's going to have relations with her even when she's menstruating, he might come to have relations with a menstruating Jewish woman. So therefore, rabbinically, they considered the non-Jewish woman as a Nida because they're concerned he might have relations with a Jewish Nida. Also, he might come to marry a shivcha, so therefore, and then he's going to violate the biblical isra of loyi kaddish. So therefore, they said that okay, they can consider a non-Jewish woman as a shivcha because we don't want that to lead to him having relations with a real shivcha. He also might come to marry a non-Jewish woman if he's having relation with non-Jewish women, and he's going to violate then the biblical command of leis chatan. And also, he might come to have relations with a married Jewish woman because he's so accustomed to having relations that are forbidden with this non-Jewish woman in this laissez-faire type of a way. So therefore, they said that they considered the non-Jewish woman rabbinically as these four prohibitions. And Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came, he said, Mishum Nashgaz, which the first three are the same, that of Nida, Shivcha, and Avodz Kechavim, and the fourth one, that of Zayna, meaning if this man is a Kain, there's also the violation of a Zayna. Not literally, it's just that they made a rabbinically decree because if he's going to have relations in a free type of a way with a non-Jewish woman, he might come to have relations with a Jewish woman that's a Zayna, which is forbidden for a Kohen to have relations with a Jewish woman that's a Zayna. And therefore, they made this decree. But one thing we see is that even in private with any non-Jewish woman, it was already prohibited by the Beis Din of the Chashmenoim. How can we say that was what the Beis Din Bisham Bisil had decreed? So that answers the Gemara. Ki gazu Beis Din shel Chashmenoi bia. What did the courts of the Chashmenoim decree on a non-Jewish woman was actual relations? Avo yichu loy, but just being secluded with her, that they did not prohibit. But also inu, and that's what the students of Shaman Hill came, gazra fila yichu, they decreed even being secluded with a non-Jewish woman. And that the Gemara still asks. Yichu nami Beis Din shel David gazru. Regarding being secluded, Yichud was prohibited by the courts of David. Damar Rav Yehuda, like Rav Yehuda said, at that moment, regarding that incident of Amnon and Tamar, when Amnon had raped Tamar, then Gazral Yichud, they decreed that there's a prohibition of being secluded. So you see that was already the court of David. So Amri, they said, no, Hasim Yichud Bas Yisrael. That David had made regarding a Jewish man being secluded with a Jewish woman. But being secluded with a non-Jewish woman, that David did not make. That's what Beis Hamikdash came, and they made the rabbinic decree on being secluded with a non-Jewish woman. Now, however, the Gemara asks, Yichud Bas Yisrael, Deiraisihi, how could we say that regarding being secluded with a Jewish woman, that David and his court decreed, but that's biblical. What's the allusion for the biblical violation of Yichud, where do we find it in the Torah? Shemek says a passing in the Varm. It says, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha, which is talking about the halacha of being Mesis and Medeach. Someone tries to get someone to do Avodah Zarah. So the words in the pasuk are, if your brother, the son of your mother, your maternal brother, will try to seduce you, so then it goes into that whole parsha. Now the question is, Chi Ben A Mesis, what only his maternal brother tries seducing him to do Avodah Zarah, Ben Av Ein Mesis, his paternal brother, meaning if they share the same father, then he doesn't seduce? Ella, rather, what's the pasuk alluding to? The reason why he's going to seduce you is because you're both around each other. Because you share the same mother. So you're hanging around your mother. Because ben misyachar imimoy. Because a son could be secluded with his mother. Vein acher misyachar im kala resha b'tayra. So only with his mother he could be secluded with. But a man cannot be secluded with any of the other prohibited women in the Torah. So that's why it's only going to be common by Ben Aim, but not by Ben Av, because he's hanging around his mother, because he could be secluded with her, but not with any other arise. So you see that Yichud with a Jewish woman is prohibited biblically, not the Bezdin of David. Says the Gemara, Yichud arise to the Eshes Ish. Yeah, the biblical prohibition of being secluded with a woman was a married woman. V'asa David v'gazra afila Yichud epinuy. And David HaMelech came along and made a decree, even being secluded with a single girl, which was actually the story with Tamar, who was single, and the incident happened with Amnon because they were secluded and she was single, and that's what David HaMelech decreed on. V'asi tamidish beisham u'beishil, which finally concludes the discussion, which we were trying to figure out, what was this regarding B'nai Se and Shalev Kacham that they made a decree, because all the things we showed were already biblical or earlier decreed. They came along, and Gazra afila yichud avodas kacham, they made a decree on even being secluded with a non-Jewish woman. Now the Gemara goes back to what was mentioned before. Mayal Dava'acha Mashem Dava'acha. We said that there was these four things that all of them were really concerned about Avodah Zarah: the bread, the oil, the wine, and the daughters of the Avodah Kachavim. Then it says, and they made a decree regarding something else because of something else. What does that mean? So Rav Nachum Yitzchak, he says, Gazra al Tinuk Avodah Kachavim. They made a decree regarding a young non-Jewish boy, Sheitama Beziva, that he should transmit Tumah to a Jewish person, as if he was a Zav, even if he didn't see that type of emission from his male member. They made a decree that he should be considered like a Zav. Why? That was the Dava'acha they made a decree on because of something else, meaning, Shelo Yehi Tinek Yisrael Rogel Etzlei B'mishkav Zachar, so that a Jewish boy should not hang around with his non-Jewish boyfriend, which might lead to homosexuality. Tam Reb Zera, like Reb Zera said, Tzar Gadol Hayli Etzel Rabasi, says, I had great difficulties by Rabasi. In other words, I went through a lot of effort with this question that I asked him many times and he didn't have the answer. And Rabasi it's Rabbi Yechanan, and he went to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan it's Rabbi Yana, Rabbi Yana it's Rabbi Nosson ben Amram, Rabbi Nosson ben Amram it's Rabbi, which was asking this question. Tinek Avik Echavim, a non-Jewish boy, Me'emes HaMetam Meziva, from what age do we say he transmits Tuma as a Zav? Vamalini said to me, Ben Yaimai, even if he's one day old. Now, Kishabasi it's Rabbi Chiyo Amali, but when I came to Rabbi Chiyo, he said to me, Ben Teshon V'Yemechad, when he's 9 years and one day old. When I came back in front of the Rebbe and I told him what Rebbe Chiya had said, Amali, Rebbe said to me, you know, you're right. Hanach Devarai, V'achas Div Rebbe Chiya. Leave my opinion, which I said from one day old, and take the opinion of Rebbe Chiya. The Amal that he said, Tinek Avi Kacham, Emes Amet HaMaziv, when does a non-Jewish boy transmit Tumma as a Zav? That's Ben Tesha Shem V'Mechad. If he's a 9-year-old boy, then the Jewish boys are going to stay away from him because he already transmits Tumma as a Zav, but it's only from 9 years old. Why is that? As a Ketin type of Lamed Zayim and Alv, Hayil V'ro Labiyam, since a boy is considered fit for having relations when he reaches 9 years old, Mitam and Ambeziva, that's logical to say that's going to be the age when he transmits Tumma as a Zav, because the whole reason why we say we consider them rabbinically as a Zav is because of he might sodomize the Jewish boy. So that's the whole concern, so therefore there's no reason for us to make that decree up until the age of when he could have relations. So therefore it makes sense, it's only when he's 9 years old. Now, Amar Avinah, he says, Hilkach, therefore, what we could extend from that, Hatinaikis Avedis Kechavim, that a non-Jewish girl, Bas Gimel Shana V'Yemechad, when she's already 3 years old in one day, Hayav Ulabia, for a girl, the age being fit for cohabitation, is younger, is ready from age 3. Since it's that age when she's fit for Bia, so Matam and Ambeziva, she's also going to transmit to me as a Zava from age 3, which, because that's the corollary to the boy when he's fit for Bia in age 9. So I asked the Gemara Pshita, obviously, since the boy, we make the decree when he's fit, so the same thing would be for the girl. So I asked the Gemara, no, Mada Tema, hi, what would you think to say that this non-Jewish boy, when he's fit to have Bia, he's already 9 years old, he's already very clever. Yadal Argule, so he knows how to get his Jewish boyfriend to get near him so that he could go ahead and have homosexual relations with him. So therefore it makes sense to make the decree on him that he's like a Zav to keep them away. But Vaha, but this non-Jewish girl, when she's 3 years old, even though she's fit for cohabitation, but she's a little baby. And Lo Yadal Argule, she doesn't know how to get someone to come and have relations with her. And therefore, even up until age 9, it wouldn't make sense to make a decree on the non-Jewish girls. Mashbalan, that's what the Chiddush Ravina was saying, that no, since she's fit for Bia, we do extend that same Gezerah of, just like we make the boy into a Zav at age 9, we make the girl into a Zava from age 3, which will keep the people away from her, not to lead to prohibited and forbidden cohabitations with the non-Jewish girl.